I will tell you, one of my favorite times of year is right now, or at least we're about to be there, and that is Chicago Restaurant Week. Woohoo! It is one of my favorite times. Isaac Reichman knows that if it were up to me, I'd be eating out every night in Chicago. And I'll tell you, the variety of restaurants, the quality of restaurants that we have in this city, I believe rivals any city in the USA. Hi, Isaac.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You are the director of communications for Choose Chicago. If I didn't say that, I'm saying that now. It is always good to talk to you. So, Restaurant Week, January 24th through February 9. What does that mean, though, Restaurant Week?
Yeah, as you said, and I completely agree, Chicago has the best variety, quality of restaurants in the country, if not the world, I believe. So over those 17 consecutive days, as you said, you can explore all those restaurants, explore different cuisines, different neighborhoods you've never been to before for Chicago Restaurant Week. So the way it works is there's over 500 participating restaurants.
What?
That's the most we've had ever, by far, actually. It's our biggest year we've ever had, so more restaurants to explore than ever before. They're all offering prefix menus, whether for brunch or lunch or dinner. It's a great opportunity to explore, as I said, explore different restaurants, explore different cuisines, get out of your neighborhood, get out of your comfort zone, and really explore all that Chicago has to offer.
All right, so here's what I need to ask, and it's the most important question. How much is this going to cost me? So what is the price range for this prefix menu?
Yeah, so it's $30 for brunch or lunch. And then restaurants that are offering dinners either offer them at $45 or $60. So, and these are all, again, prefix curated menus. Some of these menus might be made up of some of the best classics from these restaurants' menus, and some of them are specials that they make just for Restaurant Week that you couldn't get otherwise. So, again, some of them, brunch or lunch is $30. Dinner is either $45 or $60, depending on the restaurant.
And it includes several courses, but I'm afraid not alcohol.
No, it does not include alcohol, but, you know, this, we really think about this. This is your opportunity to go support restaurants and go celebrate Chicago's restaurants during what is typically the slowest time of the year. As it might not be surprising that January and February in Chicago, it's a little harder to get out of the house. So it's typically a slower time for restaurants. And it's a really, you know, that's why we do Restaurant Week during this time. It's your chance to really support these restaurants that are so important. And it gets them through the winter.
All right, so we're talking about over 500 restaurants, a record number of restaurants participating. Again, that's January 24th through February 9th. And we're talking about everything from those proverbial Michelin restaurants to just like a neighborhood joint and everything in between. But it gets better because from February 6th through the 9th, this might be the first time ever that it coincides, it being Chicago Restaurant Week, with Chicago Theater Week. That's amazing.
Yeah, we like to say dinner and a show. So for those 4 days at the end where they overlap, it's a great opportunity. Go get your special food at Restaurant Week and then follow it up with a discounted show for Theater Week. This is at least the first time over the last 5 years that they've overlapped. So we're really excited. It's just a nice fluke of the calendars this year. So it's a really great chance to support, both your restaurants and your theaters again during those winter months.
If somehow this could overlap every year, that would be the coolest thing. And I go back more than 5 years with all this, and I don't remember ever them overlapping before. So we're talking about 100 theaters. We're talking about everything from ballet to local productions, from musicals to comedies, I mean, everything in between. And you're talking about highly discounted tickets for the theater and what you mentioned already for restaurants. Now, the restaurants offer that prefix menu if we're talking dinner. Here's my question about that. So you go in for dinner and there's four of you. And three of you say, you know, I want this or I want this or that combination on the prefix menu. Usually there are a couple of choices, sometimes several choices for what you can choose from. However, what if someone says, no, you know, I want to order off the menu? Is that still okay?
It really depends on the restaurant. Some, you know, this, at the end of the day, we at Two Chicago, our role in running Restaurant Week is just to be the facilitator for the local restaurant.
Sure.
So it depends on the restaurant. Some restaurants are okay with some members of the party ordering separate, and some of them, you know, want to make sure that everybody is either going off the Restaurant Week or not using it. So it really depends on the restaurant. I would recommend, you know, giving them a call and checking out before you go there.
Or checking out a certain website that I bet you know.
Yes, eatitupchicago.com. That's eatitupchicago.com. So what's great about our restaurant or website is it isn't just a listing of all the restaurants that are participating. It also has their menus. You can follow links directly to make reservations, and you can filter by neighborhoods. You can filter by cuisines. You can filter, you know, vegetarian only if that's what you're looking for. So there's so many different ways to explore Restaurant Week. Maybe you're wanting to go to a restaurant that is new and you want to go check it out. Maybe you want to try a cuisine you've never tried or go to a neighborhood you've never been to. You can do all of that through our website, eatitupchicago.com.
And I failed as a host, and several of you have texted, and thank you for doing so, because this is a good question. Is this Chicago proper only, or does this reach out into the suburbs? And if so, how far out?
Yeah, that's a great question. It does extend to the suburbs. It's actually 56 suburban restaurants participating this year, which is also, as you've guessed, a record. Lots of records this year. And there's a you can filter. It really goes, again, you can filter by the suburbs on our website. It goes out. I don't have the exact geography in front of me, but you can see there it isn't just neighboring suburbs. It's really all throughout. A lot of them are suburban restaurants that also have a partner restaurant in the city. But many of them are, you know, standalone restaurants that are just in the suburbs that want to be a part of it as well.
All right. Website one more time is
eatitupchicago.com.
Isaac Reichman from Choose Chicago. Eat it up. We will. Thank you so much. Always good to talk to you.
You too, Steve. Have a good day.